What prompted you to get behind this legislation?
A couple times a year, we go in and just spend the day in the classroom so that we know a little bit of what's going on with our teachers and so we can better empathize. And I was in Union Pines High School down in Moore County. We spend time in Randolph and in Moore. But I walked into an art class, and I spent time in the elementary school and middle school. This was the high school. And there beside the dry erase board, they had the individual separated group container where all the kids came in and they put their cell phones. And so I'm standing there with the principal and I'm like, has that been beneficial? He said, Neil, you would not believe. He says it removes distractions from these kids. He said it keeps them from playing games. He said keeps them from being bullied. He said the best thing, he said, now they can have their cell phones in between classes. He said, but when it's teaching time, they don't have their phones to distract them. They can focus more. He said it's been incredible.
There's a bill that's similar going through the Senate right now. How does your bill differ from the one in the other chamber?
We appreciate our Senate colleagues, and we'll work out the differences. Theirs is a little bit more, let me say it delicately, that they're a little bit more restrictive than ours. And okay, what we do is we just put the ball back to our local school boards. And so what I did when I came up with the idea, I sent it to all three of my superintendents that are in my district. And it's like, hey, what do you think of this? Give me feedback. I sent it to, and I think it's 35 between the three school boards, every school board member. And I'm like, tell me what you think of this. I was like, I'm just writing the legislation. Give me your opinion. And that's how we drafted the legislation. So my opinion, this is already in a lot of districts across the state. We don't need overbearing politicians in Raleigh telling us how to do it. School boards are smart. They can figure it out. So that's the difference between our bill and the Senate bill. And I love my Senate colleagues, but they are a little bit more demanding in their bill than ours is. We just tell the school board, hey, come up with a policy. And it reads like this. Public school boards shall adopt a policy to eliminate or severely restrict student access to cell phones during instructional time. And somebody says, why do you say severely restrict? Well, one example that we heard in some of the classes, they do like interviews, and they use their phones. So if a teacher wants to use it for one class, or if a trig teacher is needing it for, we're giving that authority back to the teachers and back to the principals and back to the school board so that they can work it out with flexibility.
What about other technologies like tablets or laptops?
It's not in our bill.
Okay.
And our thinking is, and we're going to go to another committee before it hits the floor. We don't want to over-restrict our teachers. I mean, they're so under such demand. Are they supposed to check every student's watch when they come in? And some of these watches are pretty high-tech, every device. So our thinking was if we can just get the cell phones out, that's a good first step.
What are the next steps for this bill as we move kind of through the process? What happens next, and how does it become law?
We go to one other we'll go to two other committees. We're going to Judicial 3. We had unanimous support on this. A lot of questions, and then we'll go to Rules. That's kind of like the last step before it goes to the floor. But so far, we've had good support. And then if the Senate passes theirs, they'll decide either are they taking up ours or will we take up theirs and then change it or whatever. So we'll see what comes out. I mean, we could possibly, the remote charter schools, yeah. They came and says, will you add an amendment because your bill is going to hurt our remote charter schools. And so we added that. And so there may be another tweak or two that we have to put in just to make sure everybody's all right.
As I let you go, kind of changing gears, we know all about Helene funding and the budget. Outside of those big things, are there other things you'd like to see addressed during this session?
Oh, absolutely. You look at what President Trump is doing. We're just trying to rein in waste. We're trying to do the same thing in Raleigh. We got so many great public servants across the state that are doing wonderful work. But at the same time, doesn't mean that there's not waste that needs to be hunted out and gotten rid of. And we want every North Carolinian to have a good, fair opportunity to excel in North Carolina. So that's what we're working on.
Moore and Randolph County Representative Neil Jackson. Mr. Representative, I really appreciate the time and the perspective today. Hope we get a chance to visit again sometime in the near future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Rand.
Thanks so much.